I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1511, Bugs, Bats, Mats, and Ants. One thing the Zimbabwe trip did for me was to reinforce just how spoiled I am and how most Americans are. We take for granted clean water, soft beds, safe houses, and disease-free environments. Yet those first-world conveniences are not reality for most of the world. Today, Bugs, Bats, Mats, and Ants. The Two Greatest stands for the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with all we have, heart, soul, mind, and strength. Today I thank God for people who don't have a fraction of what I have, and yet praise God with their lives anyway. After a 9-hour flight to London, an 11-hour flight to Johannesburg, a 2-hour flight to Harare, we then got in a stuffed 12-passenger van to make our way to the brush, a 5-hour drive that took us 10 hours. When we got there, it was dark. The only light was a campfire, around which sat the missionaries who had arrived before we did. We fumbled and bumbled around trying to find our way. My flashlight was temporarily nowhere to be found, and the ground was uneven and dangerous. We went to the outbuilding that would be our bedroom for the next week or so. It was simply a building with a cement floor. No electricity. Water was off and on. And when it was on, it was only freezing cold, so that meant bucket baths. No working toilet at that point. We had to go to the outhouse with our own toilet paper that we packed from the United States to do our business. And that meant doing our business over what we called a hole in the ground, or a squatty potty. On one occasion, at night, a bat flew out of the hole in the outhouse, the squatty potty, at a most vulnerable moment, if you know what I mean. The building we were in was recently the dwelling for goats and bats and creepy crawlies of all kinds. The windows were mostly broken out, which provided some relief from the heat. That first night, after an exhausting 2 days of travel, little to no sleep, and a 10-hour bumpy ride in the van, I finally laid down on a 2-inch-thick mat with a blanket as my bedding and dirty clothes as my pillow. I didn't use the blanket that was to cover me because it was so hot. About 2 a.m., I heard flapping wings above my head in the room. At least one bat didn't get the email that they weren't welcome in that space anymore. I thought, great, now what? I got up, stumbled out the door, went and used the restroom, and then wondered what to do next. Do I wait outside in the dark, 3 hours for daylight to come, or go back into that thin mat with the bat? I was exhausted, so I took my chances with the bat and the mat. For so many people, those dangers, disease, lack of health care, wild creatures in the night, scorpions, yes, we saw those too, are just part of everyday life. Today I remember that my life is in God's hands. In the U.S., we have our own set of dangers: crime, drugs, disease, accidents, and the like. Our life, our days, our every breath is from the Lord. Yes, we should do what we can to protect ourselves and take care of ourselves, but our security is not in us. It's in Him. Here's a great question. When have you felt the most vulnerable? Let's pray. Oh God, we recognize the countless blessings that you give us. We're mindful of those who tread upon paths of hardship, people who lack the everyday comforts and necessities that we often overlook. God, would you extend your loving hand over those who endure the burden of scarcity? For those who hunger, would you nourish their bodies and soothe their spirits with the sustenance they seek? For those who thirst, may you quench their longing with the purest streams of hope and resilience. Grant solace to those who shiver in the cold. Give warmth to those whose nights are fraught with the chill of loneliness and despair. May your light illumine the darkness of their plight, leading them to take refuge in the safety of your abundance. Teach us to recognize the humanity of every soul and to extend our hands generously and empathetically. May we be instruments of your compassion in a world often shadowed by indifference and neglect. Let our hearts be open, our actions kind, our intentions pure, as we strive to alleviate the suffering of our fellow human beings and build a world where no one is left behind. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1512. In the meantime, oh, what a night that was. I need to be more grateful, more thankful, more generous with those who regularly endure as a way of life. Bugs, bats, mats, and ants.